Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, sisters and brothers, my brothers and sisters. What an honor and a glorified pleasure it is to stand before you here once again, and let's get together and let's just praise and worship and get some understanding of the word today. Hallelujah. We need the Lord. If anyone can just testify, can anyone say that they just need the Lord? Hallelujah. Let's start with our song, I Need You More. I need you more today, more than yesterday, more than a song I sing, more than my next heartbeat. Hallelujah. I need you more than yesterday. I need you more than words can say. I need you more than ever before. I need you, Lord. I need you more than the air I breathe, more than the song I sing, more than my next heartbeat. Jesus, more than anything, and Lord, as time goes by, I'll be right by your side, 'cause I never want to go back to my old life. I need you more. Thank you, Jesus. We need you more. Someone just take a moment, just hold your hands and say, I need you more. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus, because we do need you more. Hallelujah. Because I never want to go back to my old life. Been there, done that. Bought the T-shirt. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, let's get started today with the scripture. And the Lord has placed on our hearts, and we're going to start with Psalms 124. Let's dive right in here. Take advantage of every second we have here. It says that if the Lord had not been on our side, hallelujah, if you feel like this is touching you personally, don't be afraid to say amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when men attacked us, when their anger flared against us, they would have swallowed us alive. The flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. Praise be to the Lord, who has not let us be torn by their teeth. Hallelujah. One more time. Praise be to the Lord, who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird out of the fowler's snare, and the snare has been broken. Hallelujah. Something to celebrate about. Many snares in our lives right now. We can testify the snares has been broken, even though we may not see the manifestation of it right now. We believe it and we know it. The snares has been broken. Hallelujah. And we have escaped. Go ahead and claim that, somebody. Reach out and grab that and say, I can hold on to that. I'll hold on to this word until I see it manifest. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We have escaped. Our Lord is our help. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Psalms 124. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Our segment name today is The Truth About Falling. Hallelujah. And that just fitting, just aligned up so much. Hallelujah. The truth about falling. You know, we get so scared sometimes when things start to come our way. It really bothers us, and we panic, especially when we haven't had everything in our lives lined up with the Lord. And then we first start to take a step towards getting our emotions in line with the Word. And we get all shocked when we find out that Satan is doing something in our lives. He's testing us. And we talked on last evening about how it is when he's trying to pull you closer. He wants to trap you in that snare. And you're going to feel some of these things. It's not going to be something that you can just go through. You're going to feel some of these things. So you're going to have to learn to go through, because you shouldn't be surprised, first of all, when you are tempted, when Satan starts to mess with you. Don't be surprised at that. So we're going to unveil some of the truths about falling to help you on your way. We want to let you know that whatever it is that you're going through, it is nothing that is too big for our God. And we can say one thing right now, and you know what it is, brothers and sisters. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity that I can bring all of my cares, all of my needs, all of my thoughts, all of my sins, I can bring them to you. Hallelujah. With a clear heart, you said, I can walk to you, Jesus. You said, when you hung on that cross, that your blood, it covered up my sins. And I thank you, Lord Jesus. I just don't want you to be hanging there for nothing. I don't want you to have went through what you went through for nothing, because you did it for me. If no one else was here, you would have still did that just for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. I have a couple of readings we're going to go through in a few minutes. And as always, we definitely have our scriptures for you to carry you until our next meeting together. But just wanted to touch down again, that's when you've fallen, when things have went wrong in your life, when you have fallen. The prophet Ezekiel even went as far as to say, he said, the Lord tells us to expect opposition. We can expect to fall. But the good thing about falling is, it's not a failure. The good thing about falling is, you are not a failure. The good thing about falling is, sometimes that's the only way that God can get us on our knees to come before him, to even speak with our Creator that we say that we love. Don't be surprised when opposition comes your way. Now, don't get me wrong. Every time that you fall doesn't mean because you haven't spoken to the God or been in prayer. Because Satan's going to struggle with us all. But we just stay in the fight. And we learn that the weapons and the tools that we use to get up off our knees and get from the fallen state back into a standing state where we can walk and even eventually run. And before we even can get into that standing state, sometimes we come from the ground and we have to learn to crawl. We go from the crawling stage before we can stand to our knees. We pray a little bit more, but we stay in the fight. From our knees, we go to other positions. So we thank God for that. We thank God for that. We thank God that we can go to the different states. But don't be shocked for the opposition. Opposition is just standing there. It's not something that's going to hold you down. It said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I may feel the piercing of it. I may feel like, whoa, I can't take this. But God said, I can always bring that to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So he said, the Lord says, I will make you as tough as you are. I will make you as firm as a rock, as hard as a diamond. So don't be afraid. Ezekiel 3 and 8. He says, so don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Hallelujah. When Daniel was in the lion's den, hallelujah, can you imagine? What a scary place. Even the king, who really loved Daniel, hated to see this, but his word had went forth.
Man.
So he had to follow behind his word. Come on, brother. And then we had to, but in that lion's den, Daniel had so much faith. Daniel had learned by falling down, by using the same weapons over and over again. What worked for him when he was out in the streets being persecuted by the ones, worked for him the same in the lion's den. And we, too, will learn that same thing. What works for us to get us back up on our feet when we have lost that job is the same thing that takes us through our grief. It's the same thing that takes us through our sicknesses. The word will work if you work it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In that lion's den, who was more afraid? The king being more afraid for Daniel? Or Daniel being more afraid for himself? Sisters and brothers, I think it was the king. I think the king probably didn't rest at all that night. But Daniel knew one way or another, he knew who he was, regardless of where he's at. In the lion's den, regardless of where you're at. Some sister may be sitting right there now on her bed and thinking, what am I going to do? How do I face tomorrow? Somebody may have a beer can or have their liquor bottle and just saying, if I could just forever drink this, maybe I could numb this pain that I'm feeling. I'm afraid. Opposition is against me. Somebody right now, you brother, may be sitting there right now thinking of suicide. Some woman sitting there right now, sister, you listening. It's not by happenstance that you came up on the broadcast. Sitting there now and don't know which way to turn. But if when you learn whose you are, wherever you're at, you can rest comfortably. You can rest comfortably, just as Daniel did in the lion's den. Just as the Hebrew boys did in the fiery furnace. They said, either way it go, we know whose we are. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So don't give up. Just keep fighting the battle and learn how to stand up. Learn how to stand up. And again, sisters and brothers, you are going to have to learn how to crawl from that falling position before you can. Don't expect that every situation that you get in that you're just going to be able to just jump right back up and go on your way. But one thing that is always the same every time, it's repetitive. You can trust in the Lord. You can use the word. It will work each and every time. I don't care how deep your pit is that you're in. Some may be just a little puddle, and the other ones may be just like, how do I can't even see the top of this thing. Hallelujah. But the word will still work if you work it. Hallelujah. So don't be surprised. Don't be surprised when opposition comes your way. Don't get afraid of it. Don't. I mean, our flesh will jump out and tell you, this is it. What are you going to do? How are we going to make it through this? Here you go again. If you get out of one hole and you're in another one, here you go again. And one of the other biggest things, too, is always remember, you can call up on a friend. Always have somebody in your corner. Always have some prayer partner that's got your back. Not an associate or some girlfriend that only is interested in when it's time to go hang out and do this and do that. But you need to find some sister and brother in Christ that has your back. You need to have someone. And sometimes we as Christians can be the hardest on each other, but I remind each and every one of us that the best way to have a friend is to be a friend. Hallelujah.
Right.
The best way to expect someone to be there to pray for you and when you've fallen is to be there when someone else is fallen. The best way to help expect someone to lift up under your arms and help you stand back up, it may be at 2 o'clock in the morning that you may have to get up, but get up in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go help somebody else stand up. Your word of the Lord may be the only word that they hear that day. They may be so down that they can't even think about praying. They need your prayer for them. But remember, God does not waste any suffering that you're going through. Nothing got around him. Satan is not able to go past him and just throw something on you and say, oh, God, so, oh, I missed that. I would have stopped it if not. I missed that. He gives us the power of choice, and we choose things. And God uses, he allows that suffering to come through. It's because he has a purpose. He wants to crop something. He has a crop he's getting ready to produce through you. The farmer has to go out there and plow the field before he can sow the seeds, and he expects a crop to grow. And that's that same growth that God is expecting to do in us. That suffering is just the plowing, the applying of the seed, the applying of his word, getting you in close contact with him, getting you to know his word. Once you're at that, that crop will begin to grow. It's the growth that we're looking to come out of this. It's the growth. No one is always down. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for his word. Thank God for who he is in us. So I want to just go back and let you know, sometimes, even in our battles, when we're fighting, we tend to fight battles in wrong ways. It's important that we learn how to fight. We got to fight God's way. We can't, as we spoke on last evening, we can't let our emotions run out there to the battlefield before us. Emotions will get you killed.
Right.
Fight your battles God's way. See, the devil isn't afraid to go to war with you. Because, see, many of us, he knows that we don't know how to fight. He knows that he can just push the right buttons and we'll flesh out. And we'll run at him. And we'll say, okay, you went too far this time, Joker. It's me and you, you know. So he ain't afraid to go to war with us. Because he know we don't know how to fight. He know we don't know how to pray. He know once our emotions has got so taken control over that our flesh is what's running over. So he know we're not going to take our time to pray during that time. We're not going to take our time to just keep on remembering, you know, I'm saved. God said he wants wholeness, and God says that the battle is his. Hallelujah. But he knows that we're not going to apply the anointing of the Lord in our lives in that time. We're not going to reach for the word, our sword. So we're running out there on the battlefield with nothing. Hallelujah. He knows that in those times, if we have got so emotionally caught up, whether it's with anger, or it could be in a pity party. We could have got so far down that we now are in so much sorrow with ourselves. Or you keep getting up, and every time you think you're crawling, you're falling back down. Another circumstance that came up. And after a while, the flesh forgets how to stand. The flesh and your mind start playing tricks. Satan will tell you you're always going to be down. You'll start putting yourself down because you won't even accept that you're supposed to stand up any longer.
That's right.
So if we forget how to push through our oppositions and pull ourselves up with our sword to our standing position, then we're losing the battle. We can't fight. We can't stand up. And then sometimes we just simply pick up the wrong weapons. We just simply pick up the wrong weapons. We're going to the right battle, but we pick up the wrong weapons. See, if you're battling cancer and your weapon is prayer for patience, you're losing your battle. You got the wrong weapon. So your battle, your weapon should be declaring healing. If you're battling, you're struggling with your battle with premarital sex, you shouldn't be sitting there praying that I can get together and we can go off on this weekend getaway together. We're going to be fine. Nothing's going to go on. But if we could just get there and go together and watch the sun set there and listen to some jazz on the grass, you know, I just really think I could get him. It would just seal our relationship. You got the wrong weapon because you're setting yourself up for defeat. You should be praying for God. Let's get him. Let's make sure that pray that he comes to, you know, accept this offer to come into church with me tonight. I accept this offer so we can get some more godly couples to come and be in the midst of us as we sit around and laugh and play our board game or whatever we choose to do. You know, you should be praying using the weapon of God. Touch his mind. Touch his mind that he's not burning with desire, that I'm not burning with desire, that we can see each other as a different thing because we are not into a marital relationship. We have to study to make sure that our weapons match the battle that we're going into. Again, don't give up. Just stand up. The truth about falling is you don't have to give up. You can just stand up little at a time. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Brother JD, how you doing tonight?
How you doing, Evangelist? And I want to say hello to all the Blog Talk Radio listeners out there. Really powerful message tonight, you know, I agree with you, and, you know, I want to speak on behalf of all young people out there today in the world, and I think it's very important that you stress that you have to get up. You know, you can't give up. You know, falling down is, you know, it's going to happen. We're all going to fall down, and being young nowadays, a lot of times, you know, a lot of people I speak with, they say, well, you know, we're going to sin. It's going to happen. There's no way I can avoid that. I'm young. There's so much sin, so much for me to do out here. You know, the Lord knows I'm not perfect, and I'm not going to be perfect. I can't be perfect. So, you know, why get all caught up and stressed out about trying to correct yourself at all times if you know that you're going to be, you know, falling down? And, you know, I think it's important for us to understand that, you know, I like to use analogies a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has different ways of handling situations. You know, I told him, I had a friend to tell me that. I told him, I said, you know, listen, it's kind of like I have a son. I got a little boy. He's 3 years old. And, you know, I can tell him to do something. I'll tell him, hey, you know, we're going to go outside and play later on, but I need you to clean this room up. I really, really need you to start getting things straightened up in this room and really, really attempt to clean this room up. You know, I know he's 3 years old. He's not going to get that room spotless. He's not going to be able to, you know, clean everything up in there. But I do expect him to be cleaning up and to making an effort to get that room in order so that we can go out and play. You know, he understands that that's what he's got to do. And a lot of times, you know, I think the Lord looks at us that way as well. You know, we really have to, you know, really clean things up in our lives. You know, what would the Lord think if he came in the room or if I went in the room with my son and, you know, he's just sitting down in the bed with his feet kicked up and he said, well, I'm not going to try to clean this room at all. It's just too messy. It's too many things for me to clean. There's no way I can clean it all. You know, What do I think of the father? You know, I mean, you know, he didn't do what I said, and he didn't even attempt to be cleaning those things. If he didn't come to me and say, I'm trying to clean these things, I'm taking care of these things. And I think the Lord looks at us in a similar manner. You know, we've got to be attempting to clean up these things in our lives. You know, there's going to be a lot of things that we're going to be faced with in life, and we have to be making that effort to clean these things up, to fall on our face daily, to repent of our sins, to clean those things up in our lives. And until we do that, you know, we really aren't going to be making those steps and taking the steps that we really want to be taking. And another thing I want to touch on, again, you know, being young and having a lot of friends, a lot of people say, well, you know, temptation is just too strong nowadays. It's just too much out there going on. There's too much for me to turn away from. But, And the scripture speaks on that in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. It says, no temptation is overtaking you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may also be able to bear it. And I think that's very important. We have to understand as young people and everybody today that, you know, the Lord understands what we're going through. And, you know, every situation that we face and we find ourselves involved in, you know, there will be an alternative. There will be a way out. It may be difficult. It may be hard. But, you know, he will provide us that opportunity to turn away from those things and to get out of those situations and to better ourselves. So I think that's very important to realize today, whether you're young or old, you know, in dealing with sin or situations and obstacles in your life.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, brother, hallelujah. Touch a little bit for me on the fact of, you know, it's so much going on in our school systems right now. Kids are getting beat up and they're fighting and they're videotaping it. They got it on YouTube. They got it everywhere. It's hard to sit there and want to get up and go to school. Many people are feeling that they're, you know, they're falling and knocked down, you know, is how they got down
there,
because they're knocked down because they may not have the proper attire to wear, or they're knocked down because of they're not in the right clique or anything. Touch a little bit on that and how it is, how important it is to continue to carry love in your heart. Don't mean that you got to run up to them, but to move yourself towards, just stay in the word and still love and pray for those who even are coming against you.
Yeah, I think that's very important as well. You're always going to be faced with that adversity, especially growing up and being young. But, I mean, you do have to remember that the Lord is, a lot of times we've spoken on an earlier show, you know, we have to lean into the Lord's will and his understanding at times and not necessarily our own will at times. You know, when being faced with temptation again, you know, whether it be in school or to join these different groups or cliques or be involved in these activities, you know, we really, really have to stay positive and turn away from those things. As a matter of fact, I'm going to refer to another scripture here. I believe it's James chapter 1, verse 12. It says, blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. So, you know, we really have to. The Lord understands that we're going to be faced with this adversity, but we have to, you know, just rebuke this temptation. We've got to turn away from the temptation, and we've got to fall in the understanding and lean on the understanding of the Lord. And, you know, a lot of times these being young nowadays is very, very difficult. And, you know, but, you know, it's just something you have to learn to do, and you must trust in the Lord for all things. And, you know, the Lord will work it out for you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I also refer back, it says, you know, you still have to find a way, we as Christians, to bless those who even curse us.
That's right.
When we bless those, in Romans it says, when you bless those who have cursed you, you heap burning pains of shame and on their head. Now, in other words, what it's actually telling us is that your blessing will do far more for your enemy than your curse ever could. We think we can sit in our mind and let the devil tell us all kind of things. Oh, if I had said this, and oh, I hope this happens to them and that happens to them. But in actuality, Romans 12:20 tells us right here. It says, you know, that in breaking it down, paraphrasing, it says that our blessings will do far more for our enemies than
That's
our
right.
curses ever could. And I think about it sometimes, you know, if you put them, you put that person's mind at the top of your prayer list, actually it's hard to be mad at someone that you're praying for. It's hard to be mad at someone that you're constantly praying for. And we
That's
also
right.
have to remind, when people run up to us and get ready to talk about somebody, we have got to be the first ones to stop that. We've
That's
got to
right.
be the first ones to stop that. We're knocking someone down with our gossip.
Yeah.
We're knocking someone down when we go out and we say, well, I know he's married, but you know what? He said that they wasn't getting along anyway. We're knocking someone down. And we know how it feels when we're down. We don't like the feeling, but we have to put ourselves in other people's shoes. But when somebody runs up to you to start talking about somebody, you need to just stop them right there and say, well, you know what? I think what we need to do right now is let's just go ahead and pray for them. And since you know more about the situation, you know what? You go ahead and start the prayer, and I'll just agree with you. Come on, amen. Bow your head. Let's see what they do. Let's see what they do. They're going to stop running up to you to talk about somebody. I ran up to Evangelist Vaughn, and she went in to pray immediately and even told me to pray for the person I'm trying to talk about.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be responsible for kicking somebody or knocking them down. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Got a few examples of some people, too, who were down, who had fallen, but found the truth about falling. If we look over in Mark and we look at the blind man, some people bought the blind man, hallelujah, for having good people around you that will bring you to the healing. They knew Jesus, and they bought the blind man, and they begged Jesus to touch the man. So he took the man by the hand and he led him, and we know the story how Jesus led him out into the village, and then he spit in the man's eyes, and then he put his hands on him, and Jesus said, do you see anything? And the man said something like, he looked up and said, I see people. They look like trees walking around. Then once more Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes, and his eyes was open. His sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. The man had fallen. For no telling how long, had fallen. But thank God he didn't give up. Thank God he didn't give up. What about the healing of the boy with the evil spirit? You know, and the father, you know, came to Jesus and he said, teacher, teacher, you know, I brought you my son to you. You know, he's possessed by spirits, and the spirits have robbed him of his speech, and you know, he can't talk, and you know, and he was like, how long has he been like this? And he said, all of his life, you know. And Jesus, he told him, he said, but I know that you can, Jesus. How many know that that's just the words Jesus said? He loved it when we come to him. I know that you can, you know. I bring it to you because you are the healer. I bring it to you because you are the deliverer. I know that there's nothing too hard for you. The little boy's father, I know that you can. Jesus said, everything is possible for those who believe. And do you know immediately the boy's father said, hey, I do believe. I do believe. Hallelujah. And that's what we have to go through. And, of course, the little boy was healed, set up. He was people just standing there in a gaze, just cannot believe how it had happened. One more, another blind man. Another blind man sitting there, and he said he heard that Jesus was coming by. It was a large crowd was coming by. He was sitting at the gates, and he heard that Jesus was coming by. And he sat there begging. He was a beggar. People passed him day by day, in and out of there. They passed by him every day. They knew, oh, that's old John sitting there begging. Oh, okay. That's old Bartimaeus. He's just sitting there begging, you know, let's keep on going. How you doing there this morning? But when he heard the Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. When we've fallen, don't be ashamed. Get where you need to be in your prayer closet, where you need to be. Call his name. Jesus, have mercy on me. Now, of course, it's going to be people just like it was for him. Bartimaeus, it was people telling him, oh, be quiet, hush, hush. That's the old beggar over there hollering out. Stop, there's too many important people up here. You see this big crowd? We all want to talk to Jesus. He don't want to have time for you sitting there. You've been sitting there all this time. Go on and sit there. You've been falling this long. There's no need of trying to get up. Hallelujah. Even those who say they're your friends after a while will be like, oh, okay, you know, you've been down for so long. She's always going to be down. She always got problems. Oh, she's been sick for so long, honey. She's going to, watch when we go over here, she's going to be sick again, honey. Now, she's not going to get any better. That girl ain't getting no better. Girl, she's just sick and sick and sick. But look forward. Keep it somewhere down in your spirit. You know that man sat there all the time. Somewhere deep down, though, he just said, I don't know how, I don't know when, but I'm going to get up. If he didn't have it somewhere off in there that he was going to be able to stand up or see or whatever the situation was, the man with the withered hand was going to be one day straightened out, they never, ever would have cried out, even when they heard Jesus was coming. But it was something off in there that still hadn't died. Said, I don't know how it's going to happen. And that's the way it is in our lives, too. I don't know how this thing is going to turn around. But I know my Father can. And Jesus said, anything, all things are possible for those who believe. Sisters and brothers, we've got to holler, I believe, Jesus. I know that you're able to do anything. Hallelujah. The word will work if you work it. What you got, JD?
Oh, I totally agree with you. I really do. I totally agree with you. I really wanted to touch back on a topic that you covered earlier that you kind of spoke on. You spoke about, not carrying on and not following on about, speaking negative upon other people. It's very important that we do that. You know, sometimes it's so easy to be sitting around and someone will come to you and say something, or they'll say, well, you know, so-and-so did this or so-and-so did that, and you may have someone that may be picking on you or maybe talking bad about you or in disagreement with you, but, you know, it may be easy to speak negative things about them or to lash back out at them. But in the scripture here it says, Proverbs chapter 24, verse 15, it says, Proverbs chapter 25, verse 15, It says, by long forbearance a ruler is persuaded, and a gentle tongue breaks a bone. I think that really means a lot. You know, it may surprise some people or shock people, when you do that. But sometimes you respond in a positive manner, or, you know, you respond with only, things of encouragement or, things opposite of negative. And, you know, I think it really goes a long way when dealing with those kind of situations.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, you know, we sometimes, even if God says, we feel that God has said no to us, we think that is he's denying us of something. Don't you know his no could be the blessing, that he's blocking you from hurting yourself, injuring yourself? Because no doesn't always mean that God is turning. He would never leave you nor forsake you. He don't want you to lead yourself into destruction. We pray and ask him, God, lead us not into destruction. But then we ask him for something that it is not of his will, or he sees that this is not going to be the thing that's going to prosper us or get us towards where we're trying to go. And the moment that we don't see things or get things the way that we think that they should be, then we're like, you know, God, where are you? Where are you? You know?
That's right.
Hallelujah. But, you know, sometimes we'll say things like, we'll say, it's impossible. We have to remember the word. That's, again, when it goes back to what we was talking about, getting cards, getting postcards, getting little index cards, getting some scripture down, post it up around your walls, carry it in your car with you. Anyone who actually sends me a message here on the www.blogtalkradio.com/evangelistvon, I'll send out postcards, index cards, already pre-printed with some inspiring words to uplift you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Call in. We'll get the information. We'll get it sent out to you. Again, that call-in number is 646-652-4916. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Also, when he says that, we say, well, I'm too tired. Remember, God said, I'll give you rest. Thank you, Jesus. You say, nobody really loves me. God says, I love you. You say, I can't go on. He says, my grace is sufficient. When we can't figure things out, God said, but I will direct your steps. When we say, I can't do it, God said, you can do all things. We say, it's impossible. He said, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Give us a call. I would love to get some of these scriptures out to you. Get them out on some index cards for you. Let you see. When you say, I feel all alone, God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. even things even for our students. You get bound down and the pressures. They say, I'm not smart enough. Remember, God said, I'll give you wisdom. I'll give you wisdom. If you're worried and frustrated, you can cast all your cares on me. You say, I'm afraid. He said, I have not given you a spirit of fear. Hallelujah. He said, I can't manage. I will supply all your needs. I can't forgive myself. He said, but I forgive you. He said, it's not worth it. He said, it will be worth it. He said, I'm not able. He said, well, good, you're not able, but I am able. Hallelujah. He said, I can't do it. Well, good. You can do all things because I can do it. Just come through Christ. Hallelujah. The truth about falling. Hallelujah. We have to watch our minds, too, because we'll fall within our own mindset. We'll let things come around you, and before we know it, our minds have taken us to places we can be sitting under the word. But our minds are miles away in some dark destruction. We've fallen in that area. We have to learn to get ourselves back up out of that area. We can be sitting looking all cute in the presence of the word coming right from the pulpit. But our mind is still stuck on something that we did the night before. Our mind is still stuck on some pornography. Our mind is still stuck on how you're going to get somebody back. How are you going to pay that bill? What if you get turned out? What if you get set out? What if you can't put the food on the table? What if? What if? And he won't let it stop. Satan will just let him build up and build up and build up. Take you to a dark place where you will actually have fallen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, Evangelist, I wanted to speak on something really quick that you just said. It's very important. A lot of times it does feel like you can run out of strength. A lot of times, you know, you can get discouraged or be very weary, and you feel like you don't have the strength to go on or the strength to endure the blows of life and, you know, trying to maintain your relationship. And it gets hard, you know. In the scripture it says, in Matthew 11:28, it says, come to me, and you who labor are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I think that's very important. And we do, we have to, we really do have to learn to seek the Lord daily and you know, as many times as you really can or you need to, you know, seek refuge in the Lord. You know, go to your private place and really lay it all down to the Lord. Let him know what you're going through. Let him know your concerns. You know, I like to talk personally with the Lord. I do. I really like to get personal and speak to him as if he were, you know, sitting right here with me, because he is, you know, so I let him know everything that's going on. You know, I even talk to him about the playoffs right now, which are on TV, you know, but, you know, I talk to the Lord about everything, and, you know, and that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to come to him with all of our concerns, you know, with all of our questions, with all of our, you know, burdens, and lay them down to him, and, you know, he knows them all. He sees all, and, you know, that's really, really what I've learned to do and have became comfortable with doing when going through these challenges in life.
Hallelujah. Because we say that he's our friend. So our friends, we conversate with. We share ourselves with him. Why wouldn't we want to share the one who knows all about us? Who says, I know the plans I have for you. That's the person I want to be the closest contact with. Know the plans that you have for me. I need to be in contact with this brother, you know. Hallelujah. And he's my Abba Father. He's my friend, my comforter, whatever I need. I can seek it right within him. I can talk about the playoffs with him. Hallelujah. 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 And that's exactly what it is about prayer, you know, especially if we seek him first. We get into it and we seek him first. All of the other things will come with it. You were telling me about a blessing that you actually had today. Walked in a place, you and a co-worker, and ordered your food, and someone just got up and came to your table and just took the ticket and just bought your meals for you, you know?
Yeah,
hallelujah.
That's right.
Just the favor of the Lord. Because he said, that's my son. That's my son. We laugh, we talk. That's mine. And we were just sharing, just talking about the guy that was with you and talk about how he received a blessing just by being there and, you know.
Right.
Just awesome because he said, your cup will run over. And whenever your cup runneth over, it spills down the side. Everything around that's going to get wet. So the brother was blessed, even though he's not even in the Lord, even though he may not be where he should be. But he was blessed because he got wet with the anointing too. The favor was on him. So now he gets to see something of it.
That's
why it's so important to say, look how God works. Because our ones that are not in the Lord may not realize that that's God's working. We have to make sure that we don't. Look how God works. I say my God loves doing favors for me. That's why I stand on the word of the Lord. Look how the word works. The word is, the word will work it if you work it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Unless the Lord builds the house, you know, it's not going to, we can think, you know what, I know how to get myself back up. I know how to get, I figured out the key. It's not going to be God's way, but you know what, I figured out that if I go over here and I stand on this corner here long enough, I get my rent paid. If I go over here and I go ahead and sell this here or get on an airplane with stuff in my luggage that should not be, that's besides my clothing, and try to get it into another country, if I can successfully do it, I will get enough money from one trip just to pay off all of my debt. But don't you know that in Psalms it tells us that unless the Lord builds the house, that thing will crumble. You think you have standing. Sometimes it's false. You be out on the desert and you think you see water. But that's not water. That's a mirage. You think you're standing. You think you're where you're getting to be, where you need to be. Because now that you got some rims, and now you think you've got a bill or two paid. Now you've got a nice car. But you're doing it all the wrong way. Everything is illegal. At any time, it can blow all up in your face. It's going to be worse than it was before you started. Then you have to try to get yourself back to that position to start over again.
That's
right. So we have to be careful of what it is that we do when we are down. Because when we're down, we're vulnerable. We are very vulnerable. If we see our sister or our brother, and we know that they're normally in the church setting, or they're normally out here for intercessory prayer on this night, they normally out here for meet and greet. They normally the ones going around here knocking on the doors or feeding the elderly. And we they just kind of disappear and we don't hear from them for a while. We need to give a call. We need to go knock on the door just to see what is it that we can help. We're here for you. And when we go and step in there in the midst of that, we have to do it again with open hearts. It's not for us to go back and say, well, you know, if it hadn't been for me, you know, that sister May would have took her life that night. If it hadn't have been for me, and I told her this and that, and I, the one who got her back up on her feet, if I hadn't have gave her that money, she wouldn't have been able to feed her kids that night. Well, there's no I in Jesus. The only I in Jesus is the one he said, I am who I am. But we are not him. We are trying to walk in the walk of him, the way that he walked, his footsteps, in his pathway. So we have to be very careful how we act when we're down and when we see someone else down once we're back up. Because we're back up today. We have some stumbling blocks that's ahead of us that we today do not see. But we're going to be stumbling and falling some more, too.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He said, I will supply all your needs. It's always an honor and it's a glory just to be a part of the word and just to dive in it and get just understanding. I just thank God for the understanding. And each and every time that you go back into the word, I just love it because he shows you a little bit more each time.
That's right.
You a little bit more. You see things a little bit different. No, your situation is this today, Vaughn. I need to show you a little bit different. Let me show you that same word, and let me apply it to you this way now. Let me show you how it tastes when I flip it over on this side. Hallelujah. Thank you. You know how you are, Brother J.D., how you love your steaks. And, you know, some places you go, it's good. It tastes one way. But you go another one, and you may go the next time, and you said, it's the same place, but, you know, now it tastes a little different here. Well, I thought it was good before. Now, this here is really good. Hallelujah. And that's the way God is with the word. Taste and see that the Lord is good. And each and every time you dive back into that situation, you say, oh, yeah, let me go get, I know that's my scripture, and this and that. And you read it that time, and he said, yeah, uh-huh. And I'm going to put a little bit more on there for you this time. Can you handle that? Be like, hallelujah,
right.
Jesus.
That's right.
Hallelujah,
that's right.
God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We got a couple of little announcements coming up. Did you have anything else you wanted to share with us tonight, son?
Well, in closing, I will. I wanted to really comment on being tempted and kind of giving into our own desires. We have to, really, really stay strong. And it's going to be a battle daily between our spirit and our flesh. You know, a lot of times, our flesh may tell us to do one thing, and you know, the spirit will be telling us, the other. Our scripture tells us, but each one is tempted when he's drawn away by his own desires and enticed. And I think that's very important. You know, if we give in to our own desires and we kind of listen to our flesh and, the world and what other people may be saying, you know, it's very, very easy to get caught up in today's day and age, especially being young. And, we really, really have to, again, it falls back on leaning on the understanding and will of God and not our own. And, not listening to our flesh, not necessarily giving in to our desires. And we really have to be careful when we're faced with a lot of situations out here today and really, really try to stay focused and, maintain that relationship and just, lean on the Lord and just, carry every concern that you have to him. And I think that's very important today.
Awesome. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Awesome word. It most truly is. It is also just to remind people that, I feel in my heart that someone is saying, well, evangelist, I'm not for sure how to pray. I'm not for sure how to pray. But, again, as I always say, always come to the broadcast with a pen and paper and your Bible. Hallelujah. And I'm going to give you a few minutes, and I'm going to give you some scriptures on just how to pray. Just how to pray. While you do that, just wanted to remind you to your challenge for today is to just watch your thoughts, because your thoughts become your words.
That's right.
And watch your words, because they become your actions. Of course, watch your actions. They become your habits. And then watch over your habits, because they become your character. And then watch your character, for it becomes your destiny. Your destiny.
That's right.
Starts all because of a thought. All because of a thought. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and get those scriptures then. How to pray. Look at
Evangelist.
1. Yes. Mm-hmm.
If I could, real quick, just to give a scripture to what you just said. Very, very powerful. It says in James, 1 James 15, it says, then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. And that kind of sums up what you just said there. You know, you let things get out of control, and those things can get the best of you. And, it all ends in the same reckless manner.
I'll give that scripture one more time, son.
Okay. That was James, 1 James. That was James, verse 15. Verse 15, it says, then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully, when it's full grown, brings forth death.
Mm. Now, that's just so true, because, again, anything you do, you got to pay for. So it says the wages of sin is death. So you did all of the sinful things. Now, when you get to the cash register to pay for them, the only acceptable payment method is death. The wages of sin is death. Hallelujah. How to pray, Luke 18 and 1. Matthew 7, 7 and 8. Ephesians 6 and 18. Matthew 26, 41. 1 Peter 4 and 7. Hallelujah on how to pray. We will be back tomorrow night. Thursday night, April 24th. We'll see you right back here. We'll be here at 11:30 Central Time. That's from 11:30 to 12:30 Central Time. Make sure that you go on and check out our times for Friday and Saturday. We do have earlier times that we're on Friday and Saturdays. But we'll definitely be back tomorrow night. I did just want to remind everyone again, if it's anyone out there who does not know the Lord, if you're not for sure that if you died tonight, where you would wake up, where you would be, if you're not for sure whose you are, if you have fallen right now and don't know how to get up, don't know the Father, the Savior, that is able to pick you up, I just ask you to take a moment and pray with me. Precious Lord, just as I am a sinner, I humble myself before you. I believe in my heart that you gave your only son. He died on a cross and shed his blood to save me. I confess with my mouth that you are our God, and I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I repent of my sins, and I invite you to come and live in my heart and develop my life. If you repeated that, then the Bible says that you are saved.
Amen.
If you need any additional prayer, you can always send a message. Just drop me a little message. I'll be more than happy to get back with you. Call in anytime on the line. I'll be more than happy to pray with you. If you backslidden and you need some help, you need some prayer, you can also go to www.blogtalkradio.com, Evangelist Vaughn, or walkwithmegod@aol.com. You can find numbers listed for me in any one of those segments. We do thank you. It's always a blessing, always a joy to be here with you. We do need you more, more than yesterday. We need you more. Hallelujah. We're going to let Brother J.D. say the closing words, and you have 2 minutes, sir. And Brother J.D., go ahead. It's yours.
All right. Well, once again, I want to thank everybody out there on Blog Talk Radio for listening in on Evangelist Vaughn, her show. We really, really encourage you to send all kind of inquiries and any kind of requests that you may have to Evangelist Vaughn at any of those contacts. She'll be more than happy to answer any kind of questions or prayer requests or any advice or anything that you may have. And, you know, just remember, saints, that the Lord loves us, and, you know, we love the Lord, and we've got to stay strong. We've got to continue to get up. You know, we're going to fall, and, you know, that's it's a part of life and a part of, fighting this battle. And continue to get up, continue to refer to your scripture, continue to love those around you, and most of all, continue to love the Lord and yourself. I love you all, and thank you for listening in on this tonight's show.
All right. And I do remind you, now that you know the truth about falling, you know not to give up, that you must find a way to even get to a crawling position. Go to your knees until you can stand. You know, now that you know the truth, you are required to do something about it. So get up, my sister. Get up from your pity party. Your pity party is only involving you. Get up. It's time to rise. You've been there too long. Go to the mirror. Fix your hair. Do something a little different today. Take a step at a time. A step at a time. Do something today to start lifting yourself up. Get up, my brother. Put the bottle down. a little less today than you drank yesterday. The urge to drink right now, stop and pray instead for a minute. Do something different. God bless you. May God keep you. We love you here. Again, signing off, this is Evangelist Vaughn and Brother J.D., and we love you.
Love you.
Love you.